From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi everybody and welcome to the Darling Downs Radio Club's contribution to Q News for Sunday the 20th of July. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Club. It's a month since the equinox and I bet all of us with solar panels are looking forward to the sun being higher in the sky. Speaking of solar, last week's talk on the grid by Peter VK4EA was brilliant. And it seems that our telepresence outreach is getting better because we had a full house in the room and almost as many people online. We're working to keep that up and it's going to take a bit of money, so two things you can do to help. Firstly, you can renew your membership for 2025-26 at the current rate. And look, if you're not a member, here's the deal. New members who join between now and 12th of August will get a $10 discount. That's really impressive because member rate is currently only $30 and it will be going up after the annual general meeting. So you could save $20 by renewing right now. Membership forms are easy to find on the website. There's this really big red blob that says join and that would be where to go. Download the membership form and send it back. We can take all kinds of payments now, but bank transfer definitely preferred. So ddrci.org.au on any device, go from there. Secondly, come and help us with a bit of fundraising. We're going to be at Bunnings Toowoomba North on the 17th of August and helpers will be welcome. Really. The trick is that this money will go to the Zoom and Video Gear Fund and will dramatically improve our ability to present meetings over the air in a compelling and interactive way. So why not turn a few spare hours into a social and technical benefit for you and the club? Plus, nobody goes hungry. The DDRCI Annual General Meeting will be held on Tuesday, 19th of August, and notices will go out next week. You'll need to be financial to vote, so there's another reason to renew your membership now. And if you've read the website, you know that memberships are now due. Don't forget our other two reminders. We're offering one-on-one training backed with practical hands-on experience to help you get your foundation license from scratch or to upgrade to a higher class of license. Contact our education officer, Dave, VK4JPS, by email, education@ddrci.org.au. Again, that's education@ddrci.org.au and Dave will get back to you to open a conversation and help you in your journey. And I'd love to hear from you if you're involved in supporting tech at a community broadcaster, or maybe you'd like to know how to get involved. There's a lot in common between broadcasting and amateur radio, and the skills from one directly connect with the other. Check out technorama.org.au and find out how to attend the Queensland leg of the TR25 Roadshow. That's Technorama, technorama.org.au. That's a wrap for this week. If you have questions or if you missed anything, check the website or send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the things that makes life enjoyable is having things to look forward to. It may be family celebrations or special event days, and we get the expectation that something good is going to happen. This is true of our participation in amateur radio, too. For many, a childhood memory has been the surprise of an unexpected gift for a birthday or Christmas present that floods the mind with gladness. Weddings and births and other rites of passage can be both happy and nostalgic. However, there is an element of preparation in achieving this kind of satisfaction as an adult. And, dare I say, without taking away any sense of spontaneity, laying the road for a good outcome. It may be a surprise for a loved one, or achieving a goal in getting an asset to pursue a dream. The 4x4, the tinny or whatever, has been the goal, and creates a sense of achievement when you can look at it and realise the effort to get it has paid off. Whilst this has been framed in general terms, the same goal setting can frame a level of progress and satisfaction for we radio hams. I can remember how pleased I was in finishing my homemade antennas and seeing that they worked beyond expectations. The new-to-me rig that extended my operating capacity and getting to enjoy new modes all gave that sense of achievement which means personal success. When I look around at the opportunities and variations to radio and electronics today, the technology has grown amazingly during my participation in amateur radio, but the scope of what we can do and the successes that we enjoy have likewise increased too. Within a formal structure such as a radio club, it's necessary to work out a schedule and create a planner of events so that members can plot their activities. At home, well, we don't need to be so well structured, providing we aren't in the habit of forgetting. Still, recording coming events is still a wise precaution, especially if you live in a household and need to accommodate the needs of other members. So I wonder how many of us have listed the events that we hope to take part in. I'm old-fashioned and still use a paper diary and a flip-over calendar to keep track of things. I could lose my phone and still have these appointments recorded. So I wonder how many clubs have filled in a yearly diary for members to complete. Good communications within clubs is vital, as we all know from experience that life has a way of intruding on our daily activities. The unexpected should really be the expected, I find, as the years progress. I would like to think that we could all be on top of things most of the time, but experience suggests that there will be times when events take precedence. Having a plan of what is ahead is not only a sound preparation for success, but it also allows us some wriggle room when things get messy. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.